We are back, and we are thrilled to have Olympic-quality guests on this segment. First, Coach Dave Salo, coach of the Nova Aquatics swim team. Dave, welcome to our show.
All right, thanks a lot.
And we're thrilled to have our first Olympian on Straight Talk, Gabe Woodward, who is going to represent the United States in Athens. Welcome to Straight Talk. Congratulations on making the Olympic team. What does that mean to you?
I just couldn't be more excited about it. Just had stopped swimming for a couple of years when I was done with college, and to come back to it to train with Dave and Irvine Nova Aquatics, just to accomplish this dream, to come back. And you start as a little kid, and it's always your dream as a swimmer is to make the Olympic team. And I thought maybe that dream had come to an end, but to come back and a year later make the team is a dream come true, and just couldn't be happier and more excited to represent the U.S.
Well, I've met several Olympic athletes who live in Long Beach who were in past Olympics, and I'm always in awe of someone, male or female, who has that focus and drive to get to that level of competitiveness. Where did you find it inside of you?
I just, as a kid growing up, just had always thought that as I started swimming and doing other sports, I looked at it and said, well, I'm a little bit better. I was a little bit smaller for my age and a little bit better at swimming. So didn't want to be, you know, mediocre. I wanted to be better at my sport, and had a heart, and, you know, parents taking me in church growing up and just seeking after the Lord and those things. And that, I think that's where my heart comes from as well. And just seeking to be the best I can for the Lord as well.
Dave, you coach Gabe, but you're bringing four or five other Olympic athletes that you've coached to the Olympics.
Yes, I have five athletes on this particular team, and we're looking forward to Greece in the games in a few weeks.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
On that huge success. And what's your observation as to why some young men and women have that drive and others do not?
You know, I think the commonality of Olympic athletes and Olympic champions is they like to race. And if you put them in an environment where they can race and train to be the best in their pool or their country or the world, they'll always rise to the occasion to be champions. So it's they've got a real competitive drive to be good.
Well, Long Beach came off a huge high for that week of Olympic trials. And during that 8 days, more records were broken in Long Beach than in the previous four team trials combined. Six world records, nine American, 16 U.S. Open, and 21 meet records fell. The attendance broke all expectations. And having spoke to some coaches, I'd like to ask you, what does having 10,000 people and a crowd yelling mean as far as the athletes go?
Well, in the United States, we don't get that kind of attendance at our competitions. So to have 10,000 people there to watch our athletes compete was a huge, huge motivating factor for the athletes. I was in Sydney, Australia for the Olympic Games down there, and there were 18,000 fans, but they're all rooting for the Aussies, not much for the Americans. So it was nice to have our athletes be so well supported. And I really have to tell you, I know you had Eric on earlier, but to have Charter All Digital really help put together this package of a great venue and a great facility and market it and push the event here in Long Beach. Long Beach did a great job, not just for Long Beach sake, but for swimming. They really opened up the eyes of the local people that swimming is a great sport and a great venue to have it at. So we really appreciate their efforts.
Several members of the swimming community had commented that this was the most significant swimming event in the history of the United States as far as the size and the venue and just the quality of the swimming.
We brought together all the things that make a great competition. You had the support of the community, you had a great venue, you have athletes that are ready to compete well. You combine the fan support, and you saw all the world records broken, the American records broken. It was a great, great event.
And there's talk now of trying to see if a permanent swimming center can be built here. And apparently there's a lot of support among the swimming community for Long Beach as the place.
Anytime we can build more facilities, it's a great vehicle for greater participation in our sport. Long Beach needs better facilities and more facilities. So if they can do that, that's an awesome thing for the city.
Gabe, you competed and qualified to swim in the 4x100 freestyle relay, and your posted times gave you a world ranking of 15th in the 100-meter freestyle and 30th in the 50-meter freestyle. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
What did the crowd energy... first of all, when you were swimming, could you hear them?
You could hear them, definitely. Yes.
And what does that do? I mean, aren't you just focused on swimming?
You're focused, but when you can hear, and in the freestyle, you can hear the crowd, you can hear the roar. But in the other events, though, especially the events where your head's coming out of the water, you're breathing more, you can hear the crowd even more. And among all the athletes, we do talk about it a tremendous amount, that you get out in front of a crowd, and as a swimmer, you're used to having a crowd of your parents and maybe your mom's yelling for you. But other than that, with 10,000 people, and when they say at the end of one lap, we're on world record pace, and the crowd lifts up, and you got 10,000 people yelling for you, you hear it, you know, you get maybe chills as you're swimming and say, all right, I know I got a little bit more in there in me.
Oh, you could actually hear the announcement of on world record pace, or you kind of sense it, or you know?
You can hear the crowd and know,
you know
the crowd's cheering for something extraordinary.
The announcer was excellent, and the music energy between the heats, it was all so well done.
It was outstanding, again. Yeah.
So Long Beach was a hospitable town, and it was a home run for everybody.
You know, Long Beach, the synergy of the fan support and all those who came to the venue, I think, combined with Long Beach's energy for revitalizing the Pike area. I spent a long time living in Long Beach when I was going to school at Long Beach State.
That's right, you're in a Long Beach State alumni.
I am an alumnus, yes.
And we have successful graduates. I teach there.
Well, I'm proud to say that two of the coaches on the men's squad were Long Beach State alumnus, if you will. John Urbanchek's an assistant coach, as I am on the U.S. men's team, both from Long Beach. So the whole Pike area is revitalized. It's a great place to live and be entertained, and it's Long Beach is coming back. It's proud to see.
And they announced a female coach, which I guess is a precedent.
Terry McKeever from Cal Berkeley was announced as the first woman to be actually serve on staff. There was a woman back in 1964, Mary Kelly, who was appointed, but she declined the appointment. So Terry will be a great asset to the women's team.
And I had the pleasure of meeting her during the week, and a delightful lady she is. Well, we'll be continuing our discussion with our Olympic athletes. You won't want to miss the remaining portions of our show. We have some surprises. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
Hogs.
Energy hogs. If you're wasting energy, you'll find one in your home.
Got energy hogs in your house? Now you have the power to do something about them. Log on to energyhog.org.
Hey, let me go.
Here's your dreams, Sporty.
Because nobody likes an energy hog.
So, which job are you applying for?
There's more than one.
A couple more.
Wow.
High school graduate, right?
No, I dropped out.
Oh, well, that kind of narrows it down. But you may be in luck. We have one opening, and it's in advertising.
All right.
Go to OperationGraduation.com.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price.
We are back continuing this wonderful discussion with our Olympic guest, Olympic coach Dave Salo, representing the Nova Aquatics swim team, and our Olympian going on to Athens Gabe Woodward. Coach, swimming is very much a family affair, is it not? Swimmers need the support of the family.
Yeah, Art, like we talked about before, that when you start out swimming, your parents get their kids involved because they want their kids to be safe in the water. Then they take to the competitive arena, and it's all family. They're at swim meets for
driving,
practices, going to swimming meets. Gabe is unique. He's got a wife involved in this, and as we've told you before, Gabe's wife let him continue his drive towards his dream and made a lot of sacrifices on his behalf, and now he's an Olympic athlete.
That's wonderful. Stacy was good enough to come to be in our
audience. We couldn't get her to
today.
Be on the TV, though. That's the problem, though.
And you are also coaching some other athletes going to Athens. You
in addition to Gabe, I've got four other athletes. Aaron Pearsall, who broke a world record in this charter pool last week, and Jason Lezak, who broke the American record in the 100 freestyle. Colleen Linnae, who's been with my program from the University of Texas. And I'm, who else am I missing here?
Well, congratulations.
We got one more. Lenny Kraselberg, who's a former gold medalist.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a home run. And on behalf of all of us at Straight Talk and the whole Long Beach community, we wish you and all of your other athletes and all of the American athletes every success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Art.
And the week was fantastic. It was that magic week that you want to hold on to forever. And, sir, big kudos to Rich Foster, whose dream this whole thing was. And Rich, an attorney in town, worked year after year to bring some swimming event to Long Beach and finally was successful, if we can get a picture of Rich here. Congratulations, President of the Long Beach Aquatic, Long Beach Sports Council, and of course also Steve Goodling, who is the President and CEO of the Long Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau, and just stepped up to the plate. And the economic impact of that week is estimated at $15 to $20 million. Could not resist a shot of our friend Jim McHallion, President, CEO of the Grand Prix, which for 30 years has been the event in town, and now it has some competition with these Olympic trials. And I don't know where Jim got his shirt, but I know where I got mine. And so it was a wonderful week, and many other pictures I didn't have time to print, but everyone was at the swim trials. The stadium, as many of our viewers know, was imported from Italy and assembled in 30 days, a record time. Every piece was broken down. The entire stadium could fit through a normal doorway, which was a miracle, put that thing up. There was nothing temporary looking or feeling about that stadium.
Well, the pool itself is a permanent pool. It's just that we happened to put it on the parking lot out in the arena, and now it's going to go to two homes, one in Yucaipa and one in New Jersey.
Well, another transformation took place, this on Pine Avenue. John Morris, the proprietor of Mums, that really spearheaded Pine Avenue 15 years ago, Mums is no more. Here is a collector's item, the old Mums menu, signed, if you can pan up a little bit, by John Morris, with some very gracious words about yours truly and our TV show. Mums is gone, and in 1 week, believe it or not, permits or not, Mums has been transformed into Smooth's Sports Grill, and it is open and doing boffo business with great food and 20 50-inch plasma TV screens. So congratulations to John on his new gig. Now, our crew are all special, but something quite unusual happened to our makeup artist, CJ Eastman, a few months ago. She came in for our Friday taping almost crying because her valued Corvette that her father had left her and which had been stored in her garage together with other stuff was stolen. And even though the car wasn't operative, it was a family memento of great importance to her. And this is the appearance of CJ Eastman on Overhaulin' on TV. Take a look at this.
CJ.
Okay.
So my initials as well. What's your name, sir?
Peter.
Peter. Okay.
Well, the Corvette wasn't running.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't even pull it straight out. You had to doll it. You had to jack it up.
Yeah.
Pull it out. And it was a 64 Corvette that was, you know, was not running.
That's okay. Well, I want you to know, first of all, that these guys, their MO has typically been to take the stuff out of the garage and then they don't come back. So I don't want you to think that there's anything wrong with them coming back. You're perfectly safe. We've got surveillance units on the house.
Okay.
We have an idea of who these guys are.
Okay.
So we're going to do everything in our power to get you not only your stuff back, but your peace of mind as well. And
okay.
I want you to know that you're in good hands with the police department, working in conjunction with the Orange County Sheriff's
okay.
and the Fullerton Police Department.
Do you have a business card?
I do not. I actually was just trying.
This is our very own CJ Eastman, really upset at the loss of this valued car. Of course, it was all a put on. Those were not police officers. They were actors. And the happy ending is that CJ now has a $100,000 Corvette, fully painted with a 30,000 paint job. And here's the happy ending, and here's how the car looks now.
Connie's dreams are beyond true. One look, and it's clear that she simply can't believe what she's seen.
It's beautiful.
And a team of some of the most talented car people in the business. It was a lot of work, but the result, well, it speaks for itself.
Congratulations, Connie. Dreams can come true. And Gabe, your dream has come true also.
And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful week here. And thank you for coming down to our show. And, Coach, good luck with
all
of the athletes in Athens. We'll be watching with a special pride at having had the opportunity to have you guys be in Long Beach for a week. We all feel a special connection with our
thanks,
swimmers.
Art, I'm not sure Athens can top Long Beach's performance this past week, but we'll try.
Okay. Well, on behalf of all of us, Godspeed, good luck. Thank you all for watching Straight Talk. We'll see you all next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.